Welcome to your weekly insurance news wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online. It's Sunday, May 4th, 2025. This week, Australia's insurance sector experienced some key developments. Let's dive right in. Firstly, we're seeing the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, or ACCC, moving against broker commissions. To recall, their opposition is against commissions that are linked to premium amounts, which they argue, even with all the disclosures, bring about conflicts of interest. As Gina Cass-Gottlieb, chair of the ACCC, calls for reform, other voices, such as those from New South Wales Fair Trading and their commissioner Natasha Mann, are also pushing for more transparent broker practices. On the other hand, folks like consultant John Trowbridge back commission continuation with full transparency, while the WA Small Business Development Corporation wants expanded disclosure for small businesses. The suspense in this narrative is building as the industry eyes Phil Khoury's review, expecting major changes. Switching gears a bit to home insurance, auto and general services had to partially foot the bill for a homeowner's long-term water damage claim, as ordered by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA. This case rested upon the timing of the damage manifestation rather than when the incident occurred. Going forth, insurers might have to reassess their policy language and procedures to avoid potential disputes related to gradual damage claims. Next, in a recent insurance dispute, AFCA upheld Nib Travel Services' decision not to cover travel costs following a claimant's ex-spouse's death. This case underscores the importance of understanding insurance policy definitions and, interestingly, reveals the limitations they can impose on non-traditional family structures. On a more progressive note, the water damage restoration sector is undergoing a revolution with the introduction of the ASICRC S500 standard. Jeremy Stamkos of RIC Solutions, an industry leader, believes this could be a significant leap forward in handling water damage claims. As weather-related incidents and water leak claims skyrocket, this standard emerges as a beacon, reducing disputes and streamlining processes. It aims for better risk management. Remember, as we navigate these changes in the insurance world, knowledge is power. Ensuring that you're up to date and well-informed about how these developments might impact you is key. That's it for this week's Insurance News Wrap from Financial Services Online. Thank you for joining me, Paige Estrotori. Until next week, stay safe, stay insured. You can find more at our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Goodbye for now.